producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's live Thursday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
And we're going to switch gears here. There's a topic that I've been itching to get to this evening. It's this professor down in Texas. I guess it's UT, University of Texas. Sounds general?
Yes. If it's in Texas and it's UT, then that would be University of Texas.
And
is there a city after that?
No.
Otherwise, it would be the main campus in Austin.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. Precisely. What's more interesting to me is that this professor is part of the Gun-Free UT organization. And it's they got a sign here that says, 300 UT faculty refuse guns in our classrooms. This professor, Javier Ayero, he's a sociology professor. He is apparently, he's involved in this organization. And one of these professors, a professor, economics professor emeritus, Daniel Hammermesh, says he'll withdraw his petition next fall concerns with campus legislation. I guess the professor emeritus is withdrawing from the faculty because there's a law that will allow concealed carry of guns on campus buildings beginning August the 1st, 2016. So this is a ways off, but, it's less than a year. And his concern is, Hammermesh said, he's not comfortable with the risk of having a student shoot at him in class. He teaches a course with 475 students enrolled, according to a letter Hammermesh wrote on Sunday at UT. With a huge group of students, my perception is that the risk that a disgruntled student might bring a gun into the classroom and start shooting at me has been substantially enhanced by a concealed carry law. So I guess I got a couple of thoughts on this. First off, I wonder how Professor Hammermesh, felt about Kim Davis, the elected government official that refused to hand out marriage licenses to gay people in Kentucky.
She was refusing to give them to anybody.
That's true. She was refusing, but it was because of the gay folks.
Right.
I wonder how he felt about her breaking what he perceived to be the law of the land. It's a little debatable in Kentucky as to what the law of the land was, because two-thirds of Kentuckians had voted that gay marriage shouldn't be the law of the land or whatever. So, you can have that argument. I don't really care about that particular argument at this time. What I care about is a government official claiming that he doesn't have to do his job because it bothers his conscience or his concern. Now, he can quit. I got no problem with him quitting.
Isn't that what he's doing?
He is quitting. 300 UT professors are refusing, it says right here, 300 UT faculty refuse guns in our classrooms. Now, what do they mean by refuse? Does that mean that they think that they say our classrooms? They do not claim that those classrooms belong to the people of Texas and the United States, which, of course, since this is a public university and receives public funds, lots of them, that these classrooms do not belong to these professors, but in fact they are only caretakers hired by the state, and that those caretakers hired by the state, by the same logic that Kim Davis should have to provide the service of marriage licenses because it's the law of the land, these caretakers should have to follow the law of the land. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So that's my concern here is that first off, government officials seem to think that they can have opinions when it's convenient for them, but not convenient when it's for other people. Democrats think that they can have opinions. I'm just making a guess here. Democrats think they can have opinions on issues, but Republicans can't. Now, I don't particularly agree with anybody here. I think that Kim Davis would have been best off just providing, you know, the licenses, marriage licenses. And I think that since there is a judge across the hall giving out marriage licenses, anybody who bothered the crazy lady in the clerk's office really was just looking for a fight. And, you know, if you're looking for a fight, you get one.
My understanding in Kentucky is that the clerk is the person that hands out the marriage license. The judge is the person that if you don't have your old minister, you can go to the judge and he will say, okay, you're the thing.
You're married.
Yes.
So it's my understanding that you could get married by the judge and that it wasn't going to be a problem. I don't know what to tell you, but that's what a news source said.
You still have to get the license from a county clerk. You can't get the license from the judge. The judge can marry you, but the judge cannot give you the license.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and say, I don't know. I just read stuff on the internet. And, you know, whatever. If people want to fight, they can have a fight. But I've got to say that I think that if it's the law of the land in Texas that students can conceal carry, the professors ought to consider that, you know, really their only recourse is to quit. They can protest, complain all you want, but other than that, quitting is all you can do. You know, if you try to lock down that classroom and not let people in, then as far as I'm concerned, you're no better than this Kim Davis gal that you were complaining about if you were, in fact, complaining about her. Secondarily, does this guy really think that allowing students to conceal carry, I mean, I don't know what the law is, but I'm guessing that you got to be 21 years old to concealed carry in the state of Texas, just a guess on my part. So that cuts out, I don't know, the 18-year-olds, the 19-year-olds, and the 20-year-olds who are on campus. So less than half of the population of the normal university-age students would be able to carry.
Why are you guessing 21 instead of 18?
That's what I've heard generally. Okay. 21 is the concealed carry age, mostly.
I've never heard that. I always thought it was 18.
If an 18-year-old wants to shoot you, it'll be against the rules, or it'll be, you know, or they can concealed carry. It's not like it makes a difference. A murder charge is still a murder charge whether you're shot by somebody who has a concealed carry license or not. So, they're, you know, I don't think that this makes anyone more likely to be shot. Maybe accidentally, because when you have guns around, the chances of an accidental discharge go up. Right, the amount of times accidental discharges have occurred in areas without guns is zero. The amount of times that accidental discharges have occurred where guns are, I don't know what the percentage is, but it's probably significantly less than 1%. So I guess he could be
shot in
that
way. And if people only have knives, then the chances of accidentally stabbing yourself goes up.
Yep. But he says with a huge group of students, he has 475 students enrolled in his class, my perception is that the risk that a disgruntled student might bring a gun to the classroom and start shooting at me has been substantially enhanced by a concealed carry law. This guy just doesn't understand you know, human nature the way I do, in that if somebody's disgruntled, the concealed carry law isn't going to change whether they come and shoot at you or not.
Okay, so I just found the petition, or whatever you want to call it, that is titled, Now 390-plus UT Professors Refuse Guns in the Classroom. And it says, you cannot add yourself directly to this list to be added, and then it has some emails of who to contact. It says, by adding your name to this list, you are under no obligation to do anything. We will be planning some collective action when the law takes effect in fall of 2016, but at present it is a statement and it is up to the individual to interpret it as they wish and to take or not take action however they choose. If you feel the language in the refuse statement is too strong, you can sign our change.org petition to oppose guns in the classroom, where we have 3,200 plus names, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So it's basically
it's
professors that are signing a petition and they're urging someone to refuse guns be allowed. So they're not actually going to, you know, like lock the doors and say, no one can come in my classroom because
they're planning collective action. Collective action is, you know, it's political speak for some kind of action. I mean, it's a strike.
They could have a mass walkout. They could have a strike. They could say, we're not teaching anymore until this law is repealed.
Okay. I hope that they're, I mean, because what they want for Kim Davis is for her paycheck to be taken away from her, from her to be removed from her job. I hope they have their jobs taken from them the moment they do this. All right, you're fired, every last one of you.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people in America that want professor jobs. There is no shortage. So, you know, this is, these are people that have been getting government paychecks. This is the government law in a nation where the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. 855-450-3733. What do you think should happen? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Ever wish you had a business that ran itself, put money in your pocket, and you didn't have to go to work? If I could turn your current life into that business, then list it in the right systems that put money in your pocket, so potentially you didn't have to go to work. Is that something you might be interested in? Credit Success Secrets Revealed is exactly that. We help you document your life as a business. We place that data in the right systems to trigger automatic personal and business credit that works. We teach you how to get business funding to buy assets that put money in your pocket. Credit Success Secrets Revealed works 100% of the time, no matter your situation. It's as easy as following simple directions. We practically fill it out for you. Get up to $100,000 in instant business credit. Many people get cash in their hands right now. Call 1-800-707-8719. That's 1-800-707-8719. 1-800-707-8719. Or go to creditsuccesssecretsrevealed.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
A revolution in body protection has arrived, only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
is 855-450-3733. Question on the table is, well, what do you think about a college professor who seems to disagree with people's rights to carry a concealed weapon as per the law? In this case, the guy's, you know, threatening to quit, but there's this huge petition campaign by these folks. I don't think they've stepped over the line of illegal at this point, but I guess they've annoyed me, is mostly what's occurred here. But, yeah, you can give your opinion, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. If this is it's an issue of privacy, your rights. And if you care about your privacy online, you need ProXPN. It's a virtual private network that encrypts all of your online data before it even gets to your internet service provider. ProXPN does it all right. They offer OpenVPN, and that's the gold standard of encryption, network encryption, excuse me. They have apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android. There's even Linux support. Plus, unlike those other guys, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. So ProXPN has even more servers right now than they ever had before, giving you greater speed and security. They're also integrating Nonkly.com to mask your emails if you get a premium account. They accept credit card and even Bitcoin. You can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the account when you buy an annual account with our code FTL50. It's a great deal, and, you know, it's like cheaper than going and getting one of those expensive cups of coffee at one of those chain places. Now they've even sweetened the deal even further if you've got some Bitcoin. You go to proxpn.com/amp, you pay in Bitcoin, you get 2 years of ProXPN for only $49.95. And $5 of that $49.95 goes to the AMP program to help us spread the ideas of liberty. It's a huge savings, but only if you pay with Bitcoin. You keep hearing about our online privacy getting infringed, you go to proxpn.com now, use the code FTL50, or go to proxpn.com/AMP and take advantage of the new AMP offer. Help spread the ideas of liberty and take back your privacy. So the story goes here at the University of Texas. This professor, Daniel Hemmermesh, said he's resigning, basically, because he believes that he has a very large class, 475 students, and with a huge group of students, my perception is the risk that a disgruntled student might bring a gun into the classroom and start shooting at me has been substantially enhanced by the concealed carry law.
I'm more curious about how in the hell he's able to teach 475 students at one time.
He just does the class. He doesn't take questions.
I was actually hoping that you were going to end up with how he's able to teach 475 students and be that dumb.
No, seriously. I know a lot of teachers that are dumb. Yes, as they say, those who can't do teach, and those who can't teach other teachers how to teach.
Right.
So I can see how somebody can be an idiot and still be a college professor. I just don't understand how he can do his job with a class that large.
I mean, it's like, seriously, like, let's just sit and think about this for 1 minute. Like, just a tiny fraction of brain power for a small amount of time just to think, like, let's see, all of these mass shootings have one thing in common. They were all extremely premeditated. The killer thought about them for months, if not a year in advance. You know, a lot of the times they acquired their weapons completely illegally. Sometimes legally. But really, you know what really doesn't matter?
They were all in gun-free zones.
Yeah, they were all in gun-free zones, and a concealed carry law really wouldn't make a difference because they were all criminals.
Well, they were criminals after they started shooting.
They were criminals the moment they walked into a gun-free zone with a gun.
That's true. They were criminals once they walked into a gun-free zone.
In Columbine, I had heard that the two shooters wound up breaking like 26 gun laws before they ever fired a bullet.
Yeah. It's just highly irrelevant. As if this man's chances of being shot have been increased, shot at, it's operative here. He says specifically a disgruntled student shooting at me. He's not talking about an accidental discharge.
Yeah.
And I think that's important because, you know, they happen. Hopefully if you're carrying properly, they don't, but They do happen. And so, you know, he's very specific on this. And this just, you know, like, I don't think it's gone up one iota.
Right. In fact, what has gone up is his chances. The only thing that has gone up here is the chances that a disgruntled student who is bringing a gun to kill him in violation of numerous gun laws, so a concealed carry law does not make a bit of difference. So the only thing that has gone up is the chance of a legally carrying student who's maybe interested in becoming law enforcement or just that likes their gun rights or, you know, is, you know, former military, who knows what they are, but someone who's there who is carrying a weapon because they are a good person and intend on protecting themselves and possibly protecting other people, and they are going to defend him when that disgruntled student pulls out a gun to shoot at him. If that were ever going to happen in the first place. First of all, these schools that do these gun drills, they might as well be doing lightning strike drills. Because this thing happens so rarely, it's ridiculous. It's like, okay, kids, what we're going to do is if you see a fin in the classroom, we're going to have you run away from it because this is like a shark attack drill. Because that happens a lot more frequently.
Megan Burke, a psychology sophomore in Hemmermesh's class, says she thinks UT will lose a great professor in Hemmermesh because of the new campus carry policy. I
guarantee you they're not.
Well, I don't know whether he's a good professor in sociology or not. I'm not going to say that.
Oh, dear Lord. He's a sociology professor?
Right. That's already laughable.
Get out. Immediately. Goodbye. Goodbye. Get out the door.
I'm really sad that Professor Hemmermesh will be leaving UT, Burke said. Hemmermesh is a great professor with a lot of experiences, highly respected in his community, so it's a shame that he'll be leaving UT. I do agree with his reasoning to leave, because campus carry does put him at a higher risk, so it makes sense that he would leave to teach at a safer university.
I can think
all these other universities, all these other schools were safer because they had gun-free zones.
I just had a horrible thought. I'm going to share it, but it's a horrible thought. How, and I'm not saying this because I'm hoping that it happens. I'm really not. How ironic would it be if he immediately, if he loses this, he leaves this university, goes to another gun-free, supposedly safer university.
Don't even finish the sentence, because I know what you're going to say, and it's absolutely horrible.
It is horrible, but, I mean, like,
so far,
this is what he's putting himself through. Like, he's so ignorant that he's putting himself at risk of that actually happening. And now he's in the national news for this.
I don't know whether there's a higher chance of somebody being, of a professor being shot and killed at a university, you know, in the future of a university that has, you know, gun-free zones versus one that has concealed carry.
There absolutely is.
But so far, every one of them has occurred at a university or school that is a gun-free zone.
Like, incorrect.
What's that?
I have stories. I posted an article on my Facebook a little while ago about the top 10 times that mass shootings were stopped by legal carrying citizens.
No, I'm saying so far all the mass shootings have occurred at schools with gun-free zones.
There have been attempted shootings at other areas where they've been stopped.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So we've already had some of them stopped.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, absolutely.
Let's talk about that to some extent. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Free Talk Live.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
University of Texas professor has decided that the best course of action for himself is to quit his job because, well, they've legalized concealed carry at the University of Texas. Now, it's not going to an effect for, like, almost a year, August 2016. But a lot of professors, like almost 400 of them now, are
out of 3,000,
are very upset. They don't think that this is a good idea that students be able to concealed carry, and they're planning some kind of civil action or whatever. But this guy says he's resigning as a result. So I imagine that if he gets his way, he will not resign. But you know, nonetheless, it's kind of interesting to talk about the issue and sort of what I believe to be ignorance surrounding, the idea that concealed carry is allowing concealed carry in your classroom makes it more likely that you're going to be shot. It's just doesn't make any sense to me. There was a time not too many decades ago that guns were just an expectation that people would have them, and it was fine and okay or whatever. I mean, you know, people didn't think much about it very, very often. There's also a time decades ago when people would have calling cards just for themselves, maybe for a project that they had. But I don't know about you. I've gotten business cards. They've cost me $200 before to get business cards. Now you can get 500 business cards from Vistaprint for just $9.99. So $10 if you enter coupon code FTL at checkout. It's a great deal, and they did a fine job on the business cards I saw. It's a special offer for my listeners. If you use my code FTL at Vistaprint.com, Ian actually printed up some stuff, and he used the codes. They looked great to me. So it's 500 business cards starting at just basically $10, just under $10. It's a 50% savings over the regular site pricing. It's a fantastic deal. There are tons of layouts and design options, so your card can easily reflect you. The quality's there. It looks good. They're easy to customize. You can't beat the price to try just 500 business cards for $19.95. You go to Vistaprint.com, create and design your custom business cards, enter the code FTL at checkout, and get your big savings. Vistaprint.com, coupon code FTL. Johnson, you promised me a list of, is it the top 10?
Top 12
mass shootings that were stopped by somebody with a gun? The good guy with a gun?
Yep.
Because to me, the idea that LaPerriere, or whatever his name is, from NRA, saying that the only thing that stops a good guy with a gun, or excuse me, a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun, seems like an obvious statement. Either they kill themselves, or somebody comes along and shoots them. Sometimes that person is a law enforcement officer.
Right.
Sometimes it would seem likely. Sometimes they wouldn't be. Many, many, many crimes in the United States are stopped by people who have guns. Good people, good guys with guns. But mass shootings are rare, and the ability to get a gun out while somebody's holding a gun on you is also kind of rare.
So this list seems to start chronologically from 1997.
Okay, 97's recent enough to be relevant. I mean, if it was 1927, I think you'd get some grumpy people.
Yep. Pearl High School, 1997. Luke Woodham fatally stabbed his mother at home before opening fire at his high school, killing two students and injuring seven others.
Okay.
The attack was stopped when assistant principal Joe Murek retrieved his .45 caliber handgun from his truck and confronted Woodham, detaining him until authorities could arrive. Murek's actions stopped Woodham from going across the street to the middle school as he had planned.
Hmm. Sounds legit.
Yep. Now, it would have been a little bit better had this principal not needed to go to his car to grab his weapon.
Right. How many people would he have saved if he... Because he clearly was alarmed enough to go to the car, to get the gun,
right,
to come back, to detain the guy until... And I don't know the answer.
Perhaps 9 students he could have saved.
Well, how many were killed?
Two were killed, 7 injured.
Two killed, 7 injured. You know, we don't know when that last person was killed. We don't know any of this stuff,
right,
but it's quite possible he could have saved some number of these 9 kids that were shot,
yep,
two of which were killed.
So that was October 1st, 97, April 24th, 1998, Parker Middle School. A 14-year-old student showed up to his middle school dance carrying a .25 caliber pistol.
All right.
He opened fire inside the dance, killing one teacher and wounding another, as well as 2 students.
Well, what's the location of this? Is there a city and state?
Parker Middle School. I have no idea. It doesn't say.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it'll get to it. He opened fire inside the dance, killing one teacher and wounding another, as well as 2 students. The rampage ended when James Strand, owner of the banquet hall the dance was happening in, grabbed his personal shotgun and confronted the 14-year-old killer. Strand held the teen at gunpoint for 11 minutes before finally getting him to drop the weapon and lie on the ground and searching him for additional weapons.
I wonder, I mean, if I'm dealing with somebody who's got a .25 handgun and I've got a shotgun leveled at them, I don't know if I'm... I mean, this man had showed a great deal of restraint dealing in this circumstance.
You'll be surprised. That's a running theme on this list.
He shot people at this point.
Right.
And he's holding a handgun.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't put that thing down right away, I would...
If this guy had been a cop instead of a banquet hall owner, this kid would be so full of holes. He'd probably just been firing over and over again. Like, reload, fire again a couple times, reload some more, fire a couple more times.
If this kid had been confronted by the imaginary me in my mind, he might not be alive either. I can't. Yep. This restraint seems beyond the, beyond what is wise to me.
Yeah.
So that was Edinburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'll see if you can find the next one. Number 3, the Appalachian School of Law, January 16th, 2002, a 43-year-old former student armed with a .380 handgun killed Dean Anthony Sutton and Professor Thomas Blackwell with point-blank shots and went on to kill fellow student Angela Dales, as well as wounding three others before being confronted at gunpoint by law students Tracy Bridges, a county sheriff's deputy, and Mikhail Gross, a police officer, after retrieving their personal handguns from their vehicles. The gunman was then apprehended by other students. Gross and Bridges lost valuable response time accessing their handguns because of the law, schools standing as a gun-free zone.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing here. I mean, these are lawbreakers. These law enforcement officers broke the law, and it's pretty obvious in this circumstance that they should go to prison for, I don't know, the rest of their lives. Is that what the idea here is? I don't know. I mean, this is the ludicrousness of that. Look, I get why people wouldn't be carrying guns around with them all the time. I don't think the vast majority of people are frankly qualified to do it. It's a high level of responsibility to carry a killing machine in your pocket. Yep. But some people do it, and they manage to do it okay. Now, I would say that the cost to this is having a gun in your home means the likelihood of somebody dying in your home because of a gunshot goes up dramatically. Usually it's suicide. And, you know, I don't know what the best way to commit suicide is, but maybe guns are very effective at that. It seems like they would have some level of effectiveness at it. I think those should be removed from the numbers. But accidents happen. People have kids, you know. Kids go to hold of guns. There's always some horrible story about some kid getting a hold of a gun and shooting somebody. That is the risk that people take with their own lives, and that's fine by me as long as they're being responsible as best they can.
Appalachian School of Law, by the way, is in Grundy, Virginia.
Interesting. Before you go on with the next one, let's go to Ralph calling in from Michigan. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you're talking about that professor that's going to resign. He said he's a sociological professor?
He's a sociology.
Sociology, excuse me. Well, aren't those the guys that usually mess people's minds up anyways and promote Ritalin and Prozac, which is...
It's more like psychiatrists in that circumstance.
Sociologists are somewhat responsible for that.
Sociologists kind of study society as a whole. I'm not saying they're irresponsible of it.
They're guidance counselors.
I've seen a few of them, and you know what? I can see why you'd want to leave. But you know, here's the thing.
Okay, hold the line. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town lodge, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare, a thinking person's historical fantasy novel. Available now at your favorite booksellers or visit WendyJosephWrites.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
There's a big hullabaloo at the University of Texas because apparently they're going to be allowing students to concealed carry on the campus. Now that some laws have changed, a lot of professors are very upset about it. One of them's even threatened to resign. We're more than a bit less than a year away from that occurring. However, you know, with the Oregon shooting there, the UCC shooting, it's in the news. And what we're doing right now is we're reading the top 12 times that a good guy with a gun did stop a mass shooting. I've seen memes on the internet that claim that there has never been a mass shooting stopped by a person with a gun, and that it is basically impossible. So I am very interested in this list. But first, Ralph called in and wanted to comment. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I personally don't carry a gun. I have no problem with people who do carry guns, but then again, I try and be aware of my surroundings. You know, I was taught that a long time ago, even before I was in the military.
Situational awareness is more important than the gun, I'd say.
Well, you know, by being aware of your surroundings, you can usually handle a situation before it gets out of hand. I never sit with my back to a door. I never go into a area or a place that might be a dangerous situation, but then again, like, you know, you just never know. You can take out I've noticed through interviews and stuff like that they talk about these people just, you know, they walk right in, you know, and they're armed, and they walk past, I don't know how many people carrying this stuff, and most people don't even notice that.
They don't even see it.
It amazes me.
I mean, they're carrying rifles. It's not like, I mean, you're going to have to be pretty tricky to conceal a rifle. I suppose you could do it in a trench coat. The chances are good that that's not being done in late August or early September, late September or early October in Oregon. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know what the weather's like there, but I would be surprised to see somebody in a trench coat here in New Hampshire where
it amazes me because you can tell when somebody's locked and loaded, and, you know, that's not an example that they're going in to show somebody their gun or something. They're going in to do harm, you know. And if you take control of the situation, 9 times out of 10, you can stop it without them even realizing that, you know, you're there, because they're not fully aware of their surroundings half the time.
Well, I imagine, you know, they're very focused on what they're doing and not very focused on much else.
Right, you know, but, you know, it just amazes me how most people walk around today in society in a daze.
Yep. They don't even look where they're going. They're walking. Sometimes you see people walking over, I don't know, money and interesting things dropped on the sidewalk. People just aren't paying attention. Ralph,
people
for the
walk
call.
In front of traffic because they just assume that cars will stop for them.
And texting makes it even worse. People are like walking into things. Johnson, what's the next story of a good guy with a gun?
This one's interesting. New Life Church, December 9th, 2007.
Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Two parishioners were killed and three wounded when a gunman toting a Bushmaster AR-15, there's your weapon, Mark.
It's always the Bushmaster, man.
Opened fire at a New Hope church. Hearing the rifle fire, Jean Assam grabbed her personal concealed carry firearm and confronted the gunman from a distance of 20 yards.
See, I don't know whether I'd be prepared to confront a gunman. Maybe this is the thing to do. Because, I mean, when you start firing your handgun, 20 yards is not close. You better...
No.
Yeah, you should be closer. But,
yeah.
I mean, there's significant risk to yourself when you go confronting somebody.
Yep. Well,
especially somebody with a rifle.
According to 5280 Magazine, she fires 5 quick shots. Murray falls backward. Assam moves to the middle of the corridor and rushes forward. She's a few dozen feet away from Murray now, exposed in the middle of the hallway. "Drop your weapon or I will kill you," she yells. Murray sits up to face her. He's holding the rifle. Boom, boom, boom. Bullets rip past her and pepper a wall. While Murray shoots, Assam fires 3 times. Through the haze of gun smoke, Assam sees the man struggling on the floor. He props his head against a wall. Her weapon is up, trained on the man. She sees his hands moving near his shoulder. He's trying to pull the pin on a grenade.
You gotta be kidding me.
He's going to kill everyone around here, Assam thinks. She instinctively steps back and fires 2 more rounds.
Well,
she stopped a guy with a grenade.
Yeah. It's difficult to know what a grenade
would do. Whoever says these things are not being stopped is a lunatic.
Yeah, I guess they're just, you know, just ignorant.
They're just, yeah, crazy ignorant.
Yeah.
Number 5, New York Mills AT&T store. May 27th, 2010. A 79-year-old man entered an AT&T store in New York Mills, New York, carrying a .357 Magnum revolver in his hand.
79-year-old man?
Yep.
Carrying a crotch cannon.
Yeah. And a list of employees he had planned to kill in his pocket.
Hold on, why? They didn't give him bad cell phone service?
I don't know. Probably a former employee.
I get it. You know, I mean, you know, these cell phone companies, customer service isn't great. But, you know, perhaps.
Charged me roaming when I went into Jersey.
Can you hear me now? Oh wait, that's not
Verizon.
What's AT&T's?
And with a .357 Magnum in your hand, everybody can hear you.
Yeah. Well, hearing the hand cannon go off, Donald J. Moore drew his own personal weapon and killed the gunman before he could complete his plan. One employee was wounded in the shooting.
Wow. That's great.
Yep. Right away. He had it. That's what happens when someone has a firearm on them.
Right.
Nope. You're done.
Most of these stories
immediately.
Have been people who had to go get their personal weapon from their car or something like that.
And so people died. In this case, when the guy had the weapon on him, nobody died.
Yeah.
Except
did anybody die in the New Life church shooting?
I know that the guy was going to pull a hand grenade. He was pulling the pin of
a hand grenade. But it seems like no. Only the killer.
But the lady had a concealed carry on that one. She didn't have to go to her car.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Concealed carry in these 2 instances.
Do you see why this people might not count that? Because it wasn't already a mass shooting. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a mass shooting.
Because they're being stopped.
Because it's being stopped by somebody who has a concealed carry permit.
Number 6, Sullivan. We're halfway through. Sullivan Central High School. August 30th, 2010, when a 62-year-old man armed with 2 handguns forced his way into Sullivan Central High School in Tennessee, he was immediately engaged by school resource officer Carolyn Gudger. Gudger put her body between the gunman and a student and started what would turn out to be a more than 10-minute gun-to-gun encounter. Gudger used the time to slowly move the man to a less crowded part of the school. When other officers arrived on the scene, a brief gun battle erupted, ending with the gunman mortally wounded. Again, she was breaking the law, obviously, because she was in a school. The school resource officer, I don't believe that's a security officer.
That's generally a police officer.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I'm going to have to give this one a pass in, this one doesn't, so far, there is one of these cases that's not like the others. This is, and usually, a uniformed police officer who's legally carrying in the school.
Right.
It's a good guy with a gun stopped a mass shooting, but this is kind of like, hey, let's hire a government bureaucrat to, she just did her job in this circumstance. Yep. The rest of these people are heroes. This is a person who, when it was time for her to do her job, did it in a heroic fashion. I don't know whether she reaches
also,
the level of hero that other people
to the fact
other
of, people But it speaks to the statistics of, oops, this guy encountered a person with a gun immediately.
Yeah.
And if there was a good person with a gun in, say, a classroom or somewhere else where the resource officer isn't, because if there's only one in the school and they happen to be on the other end of the school, people are going to die before they get there, unless a teacher happens to be concealed carrying or, you know, a student or whomever.
Also, a police officer is open carrying, and that makes them a bit more of a target. So there you go.
Yep.
Going on.
Okay, number 7, Free Will Baptist Church. March 25th, 2012. Aaron Guyton was inside the recreation building of his grandfather's church when he saw Jesse Gates, a member of the congregation, pulling a shotgun from his vehicle.
I can't believe how many of these circumstances where some vigilant person managed to see what's going on. The caller Frank calls in. I've gone from a person who had to be very situationally aware in my life at one point to a person who pays very little attention. I generally don't like people, so I just try not to catch eye contact with them and things like that. I don't want to talk to them, whoever they are, whatever it is they want. Usually if I'm out in public someplace, I work at my house, so I don't have to worry about those kind of things. But if I'm out in public, I'm not looking to catch people's eyes. I'll say hi when I go by on the street or something, but that's really about all I'm interested in doing. And I don't want their attention too much. And I think that's caused me to not have much situational awareness. I do, however, watch where I'm going, walking on the sidewalk and that sort of thing. Sometimes you find things down there, money and that sort of thing.
The Free Will Baptist Church in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Well, we'll hear what happens, Spartanburg, Carolina, in a moment.
Indeed. The number here, 855-450-3733. Did you believe that good guys with guns weren't stopping bad guys with guns?
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.